Now, there's quite a shift happening in this country, and like most big changes, no one's actually voted on it. It's just sort of been brought in. Bit by bit, tap by tap, we're drifting towards a cashless society. And a lot of my listeners would not be happy with that outcome. All sold to us as convenience, faster, easier, safer. But is that the full story? Because in the Senate, Queensland Senator Malcolm Roberts from One Nation has been warning this goes a lot deeper, pushing for laws to protect cash as a guaranteed form of payment and accusing the government of doing the opposite.
As I said hurriedly this afternoon and can now say with more clarity, the promise of protecting the use of cash has been broken. It was a deceitful lie. The Competition and Consumer Industry Code's Cash Acceptance Regulations 2025 are promoted as mandating cash, yet in a display of rank dishonesty, these regulations allow almost every business in the country to not accept cash. That's why I say it's deceit.
Senator Malcolm Roberts joins me now. Malcolm, welcome to the program.
G'day, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Let's start here. Most Australians would say tapping a card or tapping a phone is easy. What's the problem you're trying to solve?
We need freedom of choice because without cash, the banks are in total control.
Yeah.
And make no bones about it, Chris. I think you're well aware of what I'm about to say. And that is that both the Liberal and Labor cheeks of the Uni Party want to eliminate cash because they're working for the banks. People think the bank regulations are there to protect the citizens. That's rubbish. They're there to protect the banks. They make things so complicated that only the banks have the money to get the lawyers to defend themselves. It's very, very difficult to sue a bank. But what they want is the banks to be in control. Now, the banks have done that deceitfully in many ways by shutting down ATMs, shutting down bank branches. And it's not just in the bush where it's crucial. It's also in the cities and the suburbs. And so what we're seeing is a conversion to cash for two reasons. A journey away from cash for two reasons. One is every transaction, electronic transaction, brings a fee. So it increases bank revenue.
Yeah.
The second one is when cash is eliminated, if we fail to get our way with keeping cash, if cash is eliminated, then it can head to a social credit system where your access to cash, to money depends upon whether or not you comply with the government. You know, if you have an SUV, then you might be considered a climate vandal, so you won't get money. That's what they're aiming for, because if you control money, then you control the society.
It's interesting you say that the main parties are owned by the banks. They are big contributors to the main parties, aren't they?
Certainly are. In the 2022-23 financial year, Westpac gave $193,000, almost $200,000 to the two major parties, the Uni Party. Commonwealth gave $174,000. The NAB gave $138,000 and the NAB gave $91,000. Now, in last year, the donations were higher. The big banks gave $1.3 million. But, Chris, it's very important to point out the banks' controlling shareholders are BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, First State, the major wealth funds for the world. Now, what they do is they own similar percentages. It's not a majority of ownership, but it is the controlling interest of each of the four banks. We do not have four banks, mate. We have one bank with four logos, one bank hiding behind four logos.
A lot of people would agree with you. But on the other side of the coin, so to speak, people clinging to notes and coins is against the way the world is moving. Having said that, I must say, I'd like the choice.
Well, choice is what's important. At the moment, we've got a quarter of people in Australia are digitally excluded. They don't do electronic financial transactions. When the internet goes down, mate, that's 100% excluded.
Yes.
There's no one can take part. You've got to have that choice.
We become a slave to the internet. And the other point about all of this, don't tell me the banks don't grab my spending trends and sell it to data companies.
Correct. That's some of those data companies are overseas, and that's okay with the government. So that when it's stored overseas, the data does not have to comply. Data storage does not have to comply with Australian regulations. But you know this thing about getting rid of cash. The government, Labor and Liberal, both cheeks of the Uni Party backside, and the banks have always had cash under assault because cash protects freedom. Once you remove cash, you've got no control.
Yeah, your money stops just being money, it becomes data. And at the same time, we're seeing a push towards digital ID systems, more verification, more centralisation, much more censorship than we've ever experienced. They love to control us, don't they?
That's exactly it. You know, Henry Kissinger, who died not long ago at the age of 100, what a bastard he was. He said that if you can control money, food and energy, you get control of the whole nation. He was talking about America, but it's the same with Australia. It's the same with any country. And they have got control of energy. They're wrecking the energy system.
Yeah.
They've got control of getting control of the food system. They're looking after their corporate mates, making it much cheaper for them to do business. And they're getting control of money on behalf of the banks. The banks have always controlled the government in this country.
Yeah. And what we have when we have cash is cash doesn't crash. Cash can't be traced. Cash doesn't need Wi-Fi. It doesn't ask permission. And we should be able to decide ourselves whether we want to deal with cash. What kind of support are you getting on this from any other party or any other politician?
Well, what happened was the government brought in a regulation to allow every business in the country to not accept cash, okay?
That was January the 1st, right?
So what they said was that it's there to protect cash. Rubbish. It enables every business in the country to not accept cash unless you're a supermarket or petrol station for amounts under $500 and then only between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Outside of that, no business has to take cash. Yeah. So that's how they're trying to kill it. They're trying to kill it by appearing to do good. So what we found was that with the cash ban bill, which Morrison introduced in the Liberal Party and Labor supported in the lower house, what we did was our office led the way in Australia. We contacted members of the Liberal Party branches and members of the Labor Party branches, and they put so much pressure on the senators from the Liberal Party and the Labor Party that the government consigned the bill to a committee, and it stayed there for months. And then I was cheekily, I moved a motion saying to get rid of it off the Senate bill list.
Yeah.
And we succeeded because people were embarrassed about it, senators. Now, what we've found is that we've got Green support, we've got Liberal support for our disallowance. If that holds up and the government doesn't bribe them, then what will happen is that the regulations will be disallowed.
Good.
So they snuck in these regulations on the eve of Christmas to come due on the 1st of January this year. And no one knew about it, but we did our research and tracked it down, and we've been opposing it ever since. But
well,
it looks like we've got the numbers.
Good. Great news. Positive news. Let's hope they're not bought off. Good luck with this and keep the fight on.
We will, mate. We've got a long way to go.
All right. Malcolm, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Chris. Keep going.
Okay. Queensland One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts. Yeah. Some people might think, oh, hang on, that's all a little bit conspiratorial, but it's true. We've had more control foisted on us by government, and not one government, than we've ever had in our life, whether it's censorship, whether it's digital ID systems, verification of everything, and now areas in which you won't be able to use your cash to do your business. You may not want to be tailed and monitored with your spending habits. I know I don't. And it is the big picture. No one has ever asked Australians directly, do you want to give up cash? And if we sleepwalk into this, as we kind of did with these changes that came in January 1st, everything starts to disappear before we have a say.